The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello, everybody. It's me.
We are back, boys. We are back.
That's right. You guys probably didn't see it coming,
but
we're still going. Despite... this reminds me, actually, your little singing. You're a fan of AC/DC, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've recently come to dislike AC/DC. Because I think the voice of the singer is a bit annoying to listen to at times.
I can see how you see that. Yes. For people who don't enjoy that kind of rock, then like, yeah, he is a freaking vulture singing, but...
But I do enjoy rock and like metal music. I do. But it's like, I think like the song Thunder, is it called? Comes across...
Thunderstruck.
Yeah, Thunderstruck, that's the one. It comes across relatively regularly at work when in people's playlists. It's like, it's like, all right, buddy, like, can you tone it down a bit? Like, Jesus Christ.
Wow, like, what a fucking impression.
Like, I still like the general song, I think. It's just like, I find it painful to listen to, like, the first, like, the intro of it, I guess.
How about
Highway to Hell? Like, up until it goes into it. Sorry?
How about Highway to Hell?
I think that one's better. I think I've definitely heard it in the last, like, couple months, but I don't recall that one being...
Living Joseph! Living free!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of him.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
If you want... Okay, it's a bit more upbeat than AC/DC, but another, I think they're Australian rock band that I recently picked up and started listening to, well, recently, 2 months ago, is Airborne. Have you heard of Airborne?
I have not.
Check out the song Live It Up or Back in the Game.
Okay. Live It Up or Back in the Game.
No, gay, game. Live It Up and Back in the Game. Quite the fuck... it's just a full-on gay rock band. That's what it is.
Oh, there you go. Not bad. Sure, I'll have a look at it. Thank you for that genuine and honest recommendation, Rudy.
Yeah, of course. There's always Royal Republic, which is a Swedish rock band, but they're mostly like, you know them. I already showed them to you.
Yes, I do. I think
they're
actually...
very upbeat disco rock.
Wasn't this the one that you put on, like, my last day...
Yes, it's the one where I thought that they made a wordplay on Love Me Anally.
Yeah.
No, Love Me Anally.
This was a nice little hangout at our editor Sid's place, and then Rudy was going on about that.
It's true.
And we listened to quite a lot of their music, and it was... There were some good songs, there were some bad songs, I reckon. So...
All right, buddy.
Worth a crack.
Cool down. Down there, okay. What do you listen to these days? Espresso?
I do listen to Sabrina Carpenter, probably more than I should. Yeah, and I would say I was actually listening to a bit of Metallica recently. I don't
Metallica.
Know.
Metallica.
Like I'm a bit of an 80s playlist coming along right now as well, because it's very popular in the office. Because we've got like a wide range of ages, and when I put on 80s music, that's generally widely appreciated. So,
yeah, it's oldies, goldies.
I'm in the vibe. Yeah, so that's, yeah. I don't know. I've always been pretty all over the place with music. I think there's a lot around, and I can appreciate
same.
A lot of it as well.
Yeah, same. And for everybody who hates on music taste out there, get the fuck out of here. Hate you.
Yeah, just enjoy
genuinely.
Yourself, you know? It's not that deep.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy. Speaking of not that deep, although the transition doesn't relate to being deep at all, Today we're in Monrovia in Liberia. What do we know about Liberia or Monrovia, Rudy?
Speaking of not that deep. I know that it rhymes with Zenobia or Genovia, whatever it was, from Princess Diaries, as I said already.
Well, so people, this is the third country. This one borders Guinea and Ivory Coast. It's our third West African country in a row. So the wheel had an agenda this time.
I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny as well, but you know, we've had Middle East arcs, we've had Europe arcs, I guess now it's West Africa, and before you know it, we're in South China, and it's all over, so
South China. Actually, oh, you know what we should have done?
Mm-hmm.
We should choose one location where it's like, if we get that location, it's over, the podcast ends.
Well, we could still do that, I guess. Imagine like three episodes deep, oh, this is it. All right, I reckon if we ever get fucking Colombia.
Hate on Colombia?
No, I've got no specific beef. I just think they're like, Colombia is where the fun ends. So.
Oh my god. Bars.
For no particular reason either.
All right, yes. Yeah. So you were saying about Monrovia.
So, yes, Liberia, West Africa. Did you know that Liberia started as an American colony?
Did know that, actually, yes.
Yes, so this was back in the era of African colonization. America also came for a piece of the pie, the U.S., and it was Liberia. I think the idea was to send black people back to Africa, like genuinely, as an idea that they can have a better life there.
Uh-huh.
Or like grow their own uh-huh. empire. Didn't end up so well because at the end of the day, you're still colonizing. Mm. And you're still treating people poorly. So, but yeah, I think Liberia, along with Ethiopia, was the only country where the only countries that were not like colonized in Africa after their independence, basically, if that makes yeah. sense. So there you go. That's pretty interesting, I reckon. Yeah.
And he's dead. So today we go now to the news.
All right, Rudy. Today I thought it's time to be agricultural. The news site I was using had a tab specifically for farming news. So I think today we're going to go out into the fields.
Please tell me you found the same article as I did. I have one about agriculture as well. Go on.
All right. Well, the one I've got that I liked the most was Agriculture Ministry launches harvest of major rice project?
Not the one I thought, but okay, go on.
So the government has been investing in domestic rice production to reduce the need for imports and to be more self-sufficient. The agriculture minister has been visiting rural areas saying that he wants to see the farming methods change. So, like, more tractors and shit like that.
This is about the same guy, though.
Yeah, there you go. Here's what I thought was funny about him. He's, in the photo provided in the article, my guy is wearing a fedora. He looks like he couldn't give less of a fuck about being there. And then the next line that he says is, the government is looking to improve farming by introducing mechanical help in a way that women could never compare to.
Oh my god!
Like, the context being, I pieced this like together, or this is how I understand it, is that a lot of these farms are ran by women, and like, you know, all the work is done by women, but it. For a guy wearing a fedora, you know, it was like, is this yeah. guy just trying to drag people down or what's going on here?
Jesus.
Yeah, so government's aim is to introduce fertilizer machines and other farming helps to increase domestic productivity, increase domestic supply, reduce import necessities, and so forth.
Yeah, because my article was, dear peasants, it's all about the mindset, laughs and rich. Because my article was, I think it's literally like different perspective of the same story. The executive director of the Liberia Agency for Community Development encourages Liberian farmers not to view themselves as poor, emphasizing that the country's land remains rich despite the challenges they face. apparently, he's also reaching out to and teaching some 700 smaller farms new methods of planting crops. Ah, where have we had that? So, you know, credit where credit's due. Most probably planting with some John Deere transformer that the farmers cannot afford. But, you know, he is sowing. Let's just wait till he starts reaping.
Yeah. I mean, good on them for having a, like, pushing for self-sufficiency, I think. Very important.
But he did say to the Deere peasants, it's all about the mindset.
Yeah. I think the guy himself seems like a little bit of an ass, unfortunately. but, yeah.
Or Chad, I mean, if you look at it that way.
Sure. Like, if I don't know how much changed about my life if I say today, oh yeah, I'm fucking rich as hell. Maybe what changes is I pretend to have the money to go.
We will give you your honorary fedora in 3 business working days.
Let's go. what I really want the most, truly and genuinely, is a fucking fedora, because that's so in fashion. Like, nothing's more fashionable than a fedora. In 2024 or 2025, well, actually, at this point.
Yeah, 2025.
I think.
Actually, wait. What animal is 2025?
Rat.
Is it?
That's not true. No, that's not true. But that's just what I think.
Well, 2024 was the year of a dragon, right? This was supposed to be my year because I'm born in 2000 and they switch every 12 years. Like, I come around, right?
Okay.
And I don't believe in this shit, but I will say, my grandma, when reading
nice.
This. When my grandma reading this last year around, like, you know, New Year's, she was like, oh, yeah, it's the year of a dragon. I'm like, you know, joking, like, ah, oh, yeah, it's going to be my year, up and up. She's like, no, you know, that's not what it means. It means, like, that you're going to have, like, extra challenges this year. If you overcome them, then you're going to be up and up. Well, I lost my job not once, twice this year, granny, so.
So are you trying to say that you failed the challenges?
No. The first one I left. The second one I succeeded at doing my job, but they just couldn't afford me is what they said, basically.
They said, someone this hot does
they
not deserve to work at this company.
They think that I was too expensive to teach. And I was like, you need another service engineer to run the company. And they will be like, yeah, we know, but we can't afford to teach you right now. So off you go, buddy. They let me keep the clothes as a memento. Thank you very much.
Yeah, now that's hilarious. As if you'd be wearing fucking company clothes in your private time. Like, yeah, thanks. I'd love to be advertising for you guys while you were kind of like an ass.
Especially the freaking fabrication lament to choose. Like, yeah, I'm going around dropping cinder blocks on my feet and now I'm safe. Thanks God.
Oh, you got steel cap shoes?
Not steel cap, but they are like enforced, basically.
Yeah, I mean, okay, to be fair, those are always good to have. So that's actually pretty good.
Not that these ones look like just nothing.
Wait, they're not. You're not supposed
I'm
to look
not gonna
particularly
wear them.
Fashionable.
Where am I going to wear them?
I don't
I'm
know,
a fashionable
really,
boy.
When you're, let's say you're moving house and you have like.
I am not moving house. House is moving with me.
Holy shit. Maybe get the house to fucking steel cap boots.
Stupid reaction. But it really got me. It really got me for some reason. I don't know why I'm laughing so much about it.
Alright, well, I guess we can move on to our second, or my second rather, agricultural themed article, which is Monrovia prepping for the yearly coffee harvest. So, Rudy.
Yes.
And this actually leads into a pretty interesting topic, I'll say. But we'll go through the news article first, and then I'll discuss. So,
yeah.
We've got Monrovia prepping this year for the coffee harvests, with government officials and partners from the EU set to attend an opening event. Liberia used to have a thriving coffee market. The coffee market tapered down a bit. And got pushed down during the Civil War, so it was kind of nuked the industry in a sense.
I'm crying.
Now with new investment after Liberia's become more stable again, coffee is coming back, and hopefully as a more sustainable industry as well. And it's much needed for much like cocoa, coffee has been a bit crunched, I guess, in the last year, with a lot of poor harvests and stuff like that. So a lot of challenges around the coffee harvest, but they're being fought against, and it's always good to have a new market of coffee showing up. And the launch will conclude with a coffee tasting event in Monrovia. So there you go, Rudy. What are your thoughts?
I'm still on the get the shoes for the house joke.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, yeah, well, I think that I'm not going to pretend I didn't hear half of what you said.
I figured that
so
as well.
Henry, what do you think?
I think this is good.
No, say more so I understand the context.
I think it's good because you need, you know, with coffee like having a bit of a global struggle, I think it's good to open up new markets again. And that's why I was also thinking, so the idea is the zones where coffee is being like farmed and harvested right now, they're like increasingly becoming destroyed by global warming.
Yeah.
So why don't we just start new farms further down where the conditions are now becoming optimal?
What, like in Antarctica?
Catch my drift. Well, I reckon, and I know nothing about geology or coffee or business or marketing
or anything relevant to this opinion, but here's my opinion.
But I think we should start farming coffee in northern Australia. That's my take of the day. Because it's still warm. It's consistently warm.
And it's warm.
And that's about it, all I know. That's about all I know. So, you know,
you
this
know
is
what?
Just part of my
revolutionary... I think the experts should bring you on board. The man from the side to just like... Because, you know, sometimes people overcomplicate problems. I think you just have a very clear-headed and like objective opinion on this.
Yeah. I've always said the person who knows the least knows the most. So
when have you ever said that? Name
I've just
me
said
one...
it just now.
Okay,
so that's
and then
one.
You preface it as I always said.
Yeah.
As I always said, oil
is worth
that's
the
about
toil.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think from what I read, a lot of investing in domestic farms and stuff like that, so good on them if that's actually happening. You never know, you know.
Well, but most likely not, but we stay hoping because we stay high, kings and queens.
Exactly.
And everybody.
We have.
Because this is a safe place, except if you're stupid.
All right. Sounds great. Rudy, have you got a second article to chat about?
Africans don't even know what hit them.
Okay.
Monrovia, Liberia. 10th of December, 2024. Okay. A resident of West Point community, Varney Burphy, apologizes to Deputy Minister for Administration at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Gabriel Sarlet, for creating a fake Facebook account in his name to dupe and solicit money from individuals, especially women. And you might ask how he tried to do that.
Fuck it out.
He requested women to send nudes and videos to him with the intent of extorting money from them. Haven't we heard something somewhat similar to this in a different African country? Say, Equatorial Guinea? Yeah, you might have not believed us when we advertised his skills, but someone out there did. And now Carlos, the shadow between the sheets, is out there slowly but surely working his way up to the downfall of the continent.
Holy shit. He's going around soliciting nudes so he can extort
people. Okay, but what was the Varney Burphy's, which by the way is such a funny name, Varney Burphy. But what was the Mr. Burphy's idea here to extrapolate nudes and then blackmail people with those nudes?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a throw me a rock so that I can throw it back at your face type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. I don't know. I guess the idea is to make people
trust
you.
But his choice,
like, hey.
He was posing as a deputy minister for administration at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So there must be a connection with the thing going around from Equatorial Guinea, which like everybody in Africa knew about the leaked news and stuff.
Maybe he's just like posing as a person in power, like, hey, I don't know, send me nudes and you get a job. And then it's like, whoops, instead you just get blackmailed. So
whoops.
Got him. Like, I don't know. I guess that's the basic gist of it. I think it's important to say on this episode today that we appreciate all women. I can't speak for Rudy because he has often expressed the contrary, but I personally...
Wait, 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 whoa, 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 wh you little boy over there. No. The more I say, the bigger grave I dig to myself now. I see what you've done here. I appreciate everybody who is semi-decent. Women included.
All I'm saying is, I have a clip floating around of Rudy saying some very hateful things towards women and other minorities, so...
That clip! You know, that clip! I know what you're talking about! You don't have the clip. You don't have it.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll
and
see that
And that was me
you,
being provoked. The context is, I was provoked.
That's right. Rudy was provoked to share his real opinions.
Okay, but the racism part is okay.
Problems. I've got some, you've got some, we all have some. It turns out, when you're traversing the world, there's bound to be some issues. Problems are unavoidable. They creep up in all corners of being. Problems are like enigmas, if enigmas were easy to understand. It's not challenging to have a problem, because much like the weather, it rains down on you every so often. Problems can be minor, problems can be major. And the beauty is that problems can even be medium-sized. I don't know if there's an actual word for that. Actually, hey, what's that behind your ear? That's right, it's another problem. You think you've solved all your problems? Boom, that's another problem. Sounds like you're delusional. As a wise man once said, I live, therefore I have a problem. But I guess this wise man must have never heard of our revolutionary two-step solution to solve all your problems. Follow this comprehensive guide to solve every problem that you may or may not have. Step 1. Acquire rock. Step 2. Utilize rock. That's right, everybody. Mother Earth has provided you of the ultimate problem solver. Rocks! Grab one off the street and solve all your problems. Your phone's out of battery? Smash it with a rock and you'll never have to worry about charging it again. Your shoes are falling apart? Strap rocks to your feet and call it a day. Trying to steal a car? Break the window with a rock. Have you and your girlfriend been growing apart? Has she felt cold and distant towards you lately? And have you been trying to close that gap but are too afraid for a frank and honest conversation? About your relationship? Smash her in the head with a rock! This completely free problem solver is all around us, so grab yourself some rocks and watch the worries disappear.
No. Let's go!
Speaking of rock music, huh, Rudy?
I didn't think you'd commit to the bit at the end, but you did, and I appreciate you for it. Funny as hell. I mean, when you think about it, yeah, anything can be a problem solver if you're willing to commit.
Yeah. I guess, ultimately, the deep message behind all of this is, if you have a problem, just destroy everything around you, and then it no longer will be a problem.
So true, maybe, homie. So true.
Maybe you end up in jail.
But like, that is also can be solved as with a rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think we have to go to keep an eye out.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Close your eyes and picture this. You walk outside around the city, enjoying the fairly consistent throughout the year 26.4 degrees Celsius weather with a high chance of rain. Today you're lucky. With just sun out, you can enjoy the traditional harvest festival going on. A joyous occasion filled with gratitude and celebration with colorful processions, traditional music, and energetic dancing. As the day goes on, you continue exploring the city and its natural harbor created by the Mesurado River meeting the Atlantic Ocean. you enjoy the lovely sights of the boat link in the harbor, which connects the country's major cities in Greenville and Harper. Ah, what a great day it was in Monrovia, Liberia's economic, financial, and cultural center, primarily centered on the harbor and its role as the seat of the Liberian government. So, if you also enjoy reading Wikipedia factoids aloud to an audience, then maybe Liberia can be your next destination.
I was like, definitely for the first time, there's no joke. And of course, there was a punchline.
Yeah.
All right.
We keep it running.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us go local! Are you a lover of single main roads? Are you a farmer, rich beyond one's imagination? Are you perhaps a devoted Christian as well? Also, by any chance, a chocolate lover? Yeah, we have a city for that right on the other side of the river, so you might want to check out that as well. Anyways, boat on in, friend. Boat on in. Wait. No boat? The fuck are you gonna do there, Hin? Like, we only have one road. We don't need more cars. Okay, well... Jeffrey! Shoot on sight!
Okay. I will say this is a very genuine complaint I've had. When I go to a single event, there's all these women. I just want single roads, people. It's that simple. You know?
Yeah.
Let's get it together.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it's kind of catfishing when you think about it.
Yeah. Like...
All I want is a good cement road, and all I got, road to Pound Town. That's not the road I want to be on.
Yeah. When I walk into a bar, there should just be a slab of asphalt, and I should be able to fucking give it a kiss and a slap on the rump. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Oh my god. Well, we stay humble. We stay hiking.
As always.
As always.
My local business, I'll go ahead first this time. I figured Liberia has loose connections to the US at this point, so I chose a burger place, of course. Go to King Burger in the heart of Monrovia to get yourself some food from one of the oldest fast food joints in Liberia, according to a Google review that I didn't bother fact-checking.
Lovely. King Burger, huh? Definitely not anything else that we heard along the lines of...
No, definitely not.
Well, if you ever are in need of medical help or have sustained any kind of physical injury, I want you to test something. Head out to the Catholic Hospital of Monrovia, where I imagine you'll get healed by the rejuvenating powers of Jesus Christ, witnessing his wonders firsthand. After that, don't forget to give a 5-star rating, as even he needs the feedback, folks.
Let's make sure Jesus doesn't get reviewed, bomb people.
Yeah. Don't dox him as well.
All right, well, for my local radio stations, I've picked this like radio before for a different country, I'm pretty sure, I forget which one, but it's Joy Radio. You know, keep that smile on your face, and if you're feeling like a free spirit, there's like a million liberty-based radios here, so go pick yourself one out.
Well, for my local radio, I suggest listening to The Voice of Liberia at 104.1 FM, according to which the voice of Liberia is a guy interrupting the song you're listening to every 5 seconds to tell you to have a wonderful day, and additionally that you can win 200,000 Liberian dollars by signing to the radio's lottery.
I was listening to a couple radio stations for a different country from a couple weeks ago. I had a similar radio. It's like, can you stop interrupting the music?
Yeah, it's like they don't just interrupt and say their spiel for like a minute. No. They say like, "What's up? Everybody have a good day. How are you doing, people?" It's like all something like this all the time.
Yeah, no, that really gets on my nerves. It's a bit funny as well, though.
It is. Well, thank you very much. For listening to Globally Local FM today, brought to you by Tomo Faza, also today. You can find me at 000RUDY000 on Instagram, so 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. Also today, you can find Henry.
Donating to Wikipedia to keep it running, people. I do it, you should too.
Also today. Go check out Colossal Penguin on Twitch today. And we will see you not today. Where?
In Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan.
Bam, 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 bam.
A bit of an obscure one.
All right. By the powers of Christ, I ascend to Kyrgyzstan.